Hey, welcome to this podcast sort of thing. Today's episode, I'm not going to be reading a poem. Instead, I'm going to be reading a letter I wrote when I was a sophomore in high school. It's a really deep piece, something meaningful, yet you know what? I'm going to let you decide what it means. I mean, I do write for that purpose, but also to get stuff off my chest, and this was to one of my best friends. So, if you're listening, I still think this way, but it's okay, because I know you're still out there doing great. So, without further ado, what all you need to do, all y'all listening out there, all you gotta do is sit back, relax, and join me. I'm just a girl with a mic. So, like I said, I'm going to be reading a letter that I wrote my sophomore year. It's kind of long, just bear with me. But it is good, I hope. It's a letter to someone I had feelings for, but we were friends first. We all know how that goes. But while it may have been short-lived, the feelings that is, I still wanted to be this person's friend. And we don't talk anymore, but that's okay. I said what I needed to say with this piece. I said all I could. And so, without further ado, let's just jump right into it. Dear Moon, we were best friends, but short-lived. A bond that should have lasted forever, however, feelings got in the way of something great. It was mainly on my part, and I'm sorry for that, yet I saw the true outcome of letting you go. I realized where I stood. You were great. I was the problem. People filled my head with such doubt that I started believing in the worst and not the greater things. I didn't realize what I would be letting go. They told me there was no chance of a you and me. But that's not true. There could have been, but just in a friend, best friend way. I didn't listen to you, and I was the silly one of us too, to not realize that I would be making a mistake. A great mistake. All of our memories, good and bad, are still with me, but you're not. You feel like a ghost, and I hate that part. Because I remember the first time I ever met you. It started with your eyes, which led to your smile. I know that we were meant to cross paths, and we were meant to be great friends. So I'd say this, hoping you'll hear me. I want to make more memories. I want to be in your life again. I want to be your friend, your best friend. I know things won't go back to normal, the way they used to be. But honestly, I don't want it to be. I want to start completely over. Change our story, add you to more chapters. It may be sketchy, and we've done this before. But I'm not perfect. I screw up all the time. Way worse than most. But I'm imperfect. I am human, and I lose direction. I let the feelings I had get in the way, and I let people ruin that greatness. I want a new beginning. I want to start over. So now I say no more goodbyes. And there's no good in them at all. This is hello. Here we go. Hello. I'm the sun. Who are you? So, did you like it? I hope so. Because I did. It was really hard to write back then. And even now, I don't think I could write that. Losing someone isn't fun, you know, and I said that on my first episode. Losing friendships is not fun. It's terrible, and we make mistakes, and we grow as people. And I miss the memories. I really do. But I think me and the person had to go through what we went through. And it made us stronger, and we're both thriving, you know? They're doing what they need to do, and I'm doing what I need to do. And that's all that really can happen, like, whatever happened between us. Feelings got in the way of something, and while it may stink, it is what it is. Life goes on. But we'll still have those memories, and Like, I keep in touch with them on social media, and I see what they post, and they see what I post. It is what it is. And for those of you wondering, the moon and the sun, I used to call this person the moon all the time. It was just our thing, and they never really understood it. But they started calling me the sun, while I called them the moon. And that's kind of why I ended the piece with, "Hello, I'm the sun. Who are you?" You know, and just starting over. And it's kind of ironic, too, because the sun and the moon never meet up. They only meet up at dusk and at dawn. It's like a beautiful story. And at one point, me and this guy's story was so good. It was beautiful, and it went downhill quickly because we were two friends, best friends, and then it went to crap. So, yeah, that's really all I have to say. I really do hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and I'll see you all next Friday. This has been Girl with a Mic.